This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100 Word Stories Podcast.
This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me or one of the resident maniacs here, but it's Saturday. And on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. That's where I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. This is the 37th Weekly Challenge, the last one for 2006. Now, most people who participate in this Weekly Challenge, well, they read their own stories aloud, and then they send me the audio file to add to this production nightmare. But with the new year coming up right around the corner, well, some people have been hitting the champagne early. For them, I have a trained banjo-playing sex slave midget. For such occasions.
Party. No,
not New Year's partying. No, reading the story. Sick little bastard. The topic this week was selected by K9 of Dead Dog Walkin', and it's football / referee. I don't think people liked it that much. Or maybe they were busy with Christmas stuff, because there were only 7 stories that came in. Only 7 stories. Oh, well. So, which one goes first? Well, it's going to be the winner from last week's Weekly Challenge. And that's Tom from Footnote. Congratulations. Enjoy your cup of coffee up there in the tiny pump house on the hill. And here is your story.
Hello, night people. I'm the artist previously known as T.A. Marquette. I have a new nom de plume. How about
the Prince of Darkness in my wicked-ass follies?
Okay, my bad. I like Tom, don't you? His tale tonight is Thanksgiving in Dallas. The lines surge. Whap. There's a flag on that play, intoned Dan. On the field, the ref squared his legs, rocked back and forth, while pumping balled fist parallel to the turf. What the hell does that mean? Crackled Dan, furiously flipping through the referee's signal field manual.
Illegal use of groin, number 69.
Echoed Billy the Blind Baxter, head referee. That's got to hurt America's team. Yep, Carl Steele Cachonis Clayton really stuck it to Oscar Wienerman Wild. That's a 7.5-yard penalty. I thought it was longer, Dick. No, Dan. Shortest personal penalty in the game.
Folks, that was Tom, the Prince of Darkness. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Tom. You can catch him at Footnote. That's at Libsyn. The text to Tom's story, and everybody else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. There's also links to their homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other great work these people do. Diggy-doo. Okay, now that the winner is done for the day, do we have another rookie this week? Wow, we do. It's Brother Osric from the Brother Osric's Scriptorium. Gee, the coincidence, maybe that's his. He comes here after being defeated in the Pickle Tales competition in Podcast Pickle. I'm coming for you, Will Ross. Oh, and holding no grudges, he's decided he's still up for a little competitive action. Welcome to the fracas, Brother Osric. Let's see what you got.
That Rod Usher, Ulthar State cornerback, is today's game MVP. Cheers thundered throughout the stadium. Phyllis hugged her sweetheart. Go on, baby. You deserve it. No, Rod protested. You come too. You're my inspiration. I couldn't have done it without you. She smiled.
Together they mounted the platform where Rod shook hands with the opposing team's captain. "Good game," mumbled the latter. "Thank you," said Rod, plunging the ceremonial dagger into the other's abdomen and slashing upward. He reached in and extracted the heart, but instead of taking the first bite, he offered it to Phyllis. "My inspiration," he repeated.
"Cool! I could run a cook show off of that. Thank you, Brother Osric. Wow. Do stop by from top... I'm a little verklempt here. Do stop by from time to time. We enjoyed your presence among us. Just don't rip out our hearts and eat them. Okay, now let's check out the veterans. I'll play them in the order I received them. First into the mailbox was Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops. That reminds me, I need a pop filter for this thing.
Hello, it's Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops, and this is my entry into this week's 100-word stories weekly challenge. I can't believe it's Christmas Eve and I'm writing a story about football, but you really can't help when these things come to you. Anyway, the title of my story is Football Widow Revenge. Judy had it. When Fred forgot their anniversary and spent it watching football with the guys, she decided it was time to extract some Football Widow Revenge. A bad call in last week's game had Fred bitching all week about that idiot referee. Judy decided to use this. After learning that very referee would be officiating the game they'd be attending together on Saturday. During halftime, she made her way to the referee's change room, and as she was scoring her own touchdown with the offending ref, the reporters came in with a live feed to the Jumbotron for an interview. Perfect. This is Lisa. I hope you've enjoyed this 100-word story, and I hope you all have a great week.
Cool. Open field. Tackle. It's a Hail Mary. It gets at the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown! Whoa!
Pope makes a 2-point conversion.
Oh, my Lord! It's the Pope, and the heathen's nothing!
Thank you, Lisa. And, hey... did you pick out that music just for Gerald Ford? Just kidding. Okay, that was Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops. Now we move on to Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. Caleb, shake one up for us. Let's hear a little bit of a story.
Hello, Tom's people. This is Caleb Bullen from the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. Unfortunately, I know nothing about football or sports in general, and so this week was a real challenge and I had to revert to a 100-word song. And I thought to myself, what do I actually know about sports at all? And I really came up with two things. One, women's tennis can be pretty sexy. Two, well, that's the subject of this song, kind of in the style of Nick Cave. It's the Ballad of Drew Carey. I went to the World Cup in Germany. While I was there, I happened to see a man taking pictures named Drew Carey. My eyes, they boggled till I had to pee. Didn't he used to be funny? Three shows on TV and lots of money. Now he's at a football match with his camera going snap, snap, snap. I found him in a bar after the game. I learned he sells his pictures under an assumed name. He doesn't want them to be bought.
because of his great fame. Drew Carey has gone insane. The Ballad of Drew
Wow. You gonna submit that one to PodSafe Music too? Wow. That was a good one, Caleb. You can find Caleb at blacktiemartiniclub.com. Whew, by the way, Drew Carey was never funny. It was all Ryan Stiles, man. Okay. Now we move on to the next participant, and it's the person who picked the topic for this week. It's K9, and he didn't record his own stuff. Okay. We're going to have to go with the midget.
Bowl game day at the bar, and all the Miller-like girls were dressed as referees. Mark walked up to the redhead. If I gave you my number, would you call me for holding? She barely glanced in his direction. You're out of bounds, pal. Mark suddenly made illegal contact. In the blink of an eye, she whirled. The blinding flash of pain told him that the kick was good. As Mark lay gasping, he saw her whisper, "Personal foul," to the bouncers. They dragged him towards the door, where Mark was sure there would be roughing of the passer.
Well, there's no Allison this week, so somebody's got to load up on the puns. That was K9 from Dead Dog Walking Block. I always get it wrong. Okay, let's move over to Andrew Ian Dodge of Dodging Reality, Growing Old Disgracefully, Dodge Blogium, and I hear he's fifth in line to the crown of England. Actually, it's on display. He's just waiting in line. Let's hear what Andrew has to say.
Hello, this is Andrew Ian Dodge from Dodge Blogging, and here is my contribution to the latest challenge, which is rather difficult for me as I bloody love sports. I dubbed this the Stranger's XI. On the island, the cruise ship berthed at for repairs from a freak storm, the natives were keen to play us at the English game. The poor sods didn't know that most of our side was either X-Division footballers or keen amateurs. The lads didn't even mind that the priest was the ref. Not a good ref, ignoring fouls, but our lads didn't care one jot. He couldn't hide his contempt when we won. He was incandescent with rage. As we departed, I could hear men scream of pain as we headed out to sea. And absolute terror.
Well, folks, that was Andrew Ian Dodge of Dodge Blogium, blah, 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 blah. Yes, thank you, Nardo. Andrew included all of this ocean sounds ending at the end of his piece, so I'm just going to babble for a while this continues. I hope you all don't mind. I kind of like them. And it would have been nice to have left them in here without talking over them so you could loop it and, you know, play it while you're trying to sleep at night. But not me, I'm a jerk. So I'm going to completely ruin this bit of audio slop at the end of his piece that you could have used for, you know, relaxing you or while that massage, what's that Shinto massage or whatever thing that Homedic sells? I don't know, it doesn't work and it feels like it's breaking my neck. Oh, it's over. Okay, well, thank you, Andrew, and let's head over to the last piece of the day, Liana of Hodgepodge Point. And remember, she's accepting contributions to her Hodgepodge Point of stories or of no particular subject matter. Listen to her stuff, and she'll tell you what she wants. And speaking of telling us what she wants, what do you want, Liana?
Hey, guys. It's Liana from HodgepodgePoint.Libsyn.com. Hope everyone had a great holiday. You know, I'm looking forward to revealing my resolutions on next week's podcast, but aren't they always just the same? My story submission for this week's challenge number 37, football and/or referee, is called Ever Vigilant. Old man Jones didn't know how to handle security when a major football game finally took place in our small town. The professionals pushed him aside, so he decided to guard by the sidelines. When a referee ran out giving signals, the 98-year-old man charged down the field. Everyone cheered at the superb tackle. Seems Jones confused the referee with an escaped convict. The spectacle was such a crowd pleaser that he was allowed one football spike. Unfortunately, it bounced back into his chest and he fell dead from a stopped heart. Still, it was a great game.
Yeah, that was Liana from Hodgepodge Point. Thank you, Liana. Now, normally this is where Planet Z slips something in, but Planet Z is currently in retrograde and communications could not be established. I'm sorry. Those of you who are expecting Planet Z here, well, I'm sorry. That was, what, 36 weeks in a row? The longest run of any participant in the weekly challenge. Now, they are all broken. Okay, that's it. And where's the... Hold on, where's the banjo music? I need it right here. And there you have it. That's 7 stories about football / referee. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. The last one for 2006. But which one was the best? Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then, when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 38th weekly challenge, pick up the topic for the 39th, and I haven't come up with a prize yet for 2007. Refrigerator magnets? What do you want? Post suggestions in the comments, but make sure they're fun, exciting, and dirt cheap. Oh, there's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of their stories in case you don't understand what they're saying. There's also archives of my very own 100-word stories there. You can buy my book, my buttons, my magnets. Need to subscribe to the feed? There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers out there, including iTunes, Podcast Ready, and Dig. We'll be back with another thrilling episode of The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln tomorrow. And next week, it'll be the next weekly challenge, the first of 2007. I'll post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for playing. Have yourselves a great new year. And as always, I didn't keep it brief enough. Oh, well, keep it brief.